The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. Let's get this out of the way right up front. With all due respect to It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, and Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2, if you ask me what the greatest holiday movie of all time is, hands down, it's Die Hard.
He's an easy guy to like.
Welcome to the party, pal.
And a hard man to kill. Bruce Willis, Die Hard.
Oh, I got the chills. You know, people say that about me, by the way. I'm hard to kill. My secret? Keeping my liver properly pickled at all times. So you can bet your sweaty balls that when I sit down and watch Die Hard on Christmas Day like I always do, I'll be doing so while wearing my favorite John McClane-esque rib cotton tank top, a couple of packs of smokes, and plenty of the most festive, lactose intolerance be damned adult beverage ever invented. That's right, eggnog. Now, in its basic form, that is to say, unbuzinated, eggnog is a mix of dairy products and sugar. Yum. It takes it to the next level and really gets the party going. Well, that's the bourbon, or the rum, or the brandy, or whatever it is you prefer to spike your jolly juice with. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you the best eggnog recipe ever, courtesy of my good friend H. Joseph Ehrman, who owns an amazing bar in San Francisco called Elixir. He's also partners in Fresh Victor, the best damn ready-made mixers in America. All right, here's what you need. A couple of medium-sized bowls, a whisk and a spoon, an empty milk bottle or large mason jar, some small punch glasses, 8 eggs, 2 cups of sugar, 3 cups of half and half, and some nutmeg. And what you're going to do is crack and separate the eggs, putting the whites and yolks in separate bowls. Beat the yolks well. Beat the whites into a froth. Add a cup of sugar each to the whites and yolks and mix well. Fold the yolks into the whites, add the half and half, and mix well. Bottle and store in the refrigerator. Also, you can switch up these 3 cups of dairy based on how dense and rich you like it, from skim milk to heavy cream and anything in between. For a dairy-free version, try blending 1 cup of traditional oatmeal with 2 cups of almond milk until smooth. Pour the nog into the punch glass, add the booze, stir, and sprinkle some nutmeg on top. The Modern Bartender's Guide from 1878 lists many variant names for this drink. It distinguishes plain eggnog, egg milk punch, and milk punch from one another. It also includes variants such as Baltimore eggnog, General Jackson eggnog, there's 2 types of sherry cobbler eggnog, and on and on and on. Ay, it's a lot. Back in the 18th century in Britain, eggnog was the go-to holiday grog among the aristocracy. Milk and eggs were luxury items back then, and those who could afford it often mixed the eggnog with brandy, Madeira wine, or sherry. The drink crossed the Atlantic to the British colonies, that's here, during that same period. But since brandy and wine were heavily taxed, rum from the triangular trade with the Caribbean was a cost-effective substitute. You got that cheap liquor coupled with plenty of farm and dairy products available to the colonists that helped eggnog become very popular in America. When the rum supply was cut off during the Revolutionary War, Americans turned to domestic whiskey and bourbon in particular as a substitute. Now, I tease about dairy allergies, but the truth is, it's a real thing. So's veganism. If you're afflicted with either of those, you can swap out the cow's milk with soy, almond, rice, or coconut milk-based alternatives. As for eschewing eggs, try some instant vanilla pudding mix instead, or maple syrup. It's Buddy the Elf's favorite.
I love syrup. Oh, I love it.
That's going to do it for this 3-Minute Bartender. As is tradition here, I'll leave you with a joke. How did the guests like the eggnog? They were ecstatic. Oh, that's just wrong. All right, let me try again. Why do so many people drink eggnog over the holidays? It's everywhere. So you just can't ignore it. Oof. Yeah, I know. All right. One more. What did Mr. Scrooge say about the eggnog? Bah, it's not all it's cracked up to be. All right, come on. That's pretty good, right? Come on. Give me a break here. And with that, folks, I'm outie. Here's wishing you and yours a happy and safe holiday. And what else is there to say? Oh, yeah, there's this.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.